Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Culture and cuisine fuse on Family Style when the Facebook Watch's newest original series. Executive producer Marie Jamar joins me next with Shari Skorka, unscripted development vice president at Stage 13, both of them live from Los Angeles. Your dream wedding is ahead of you, and lo and behold, it turns out a nightmare. What do you do? The unique answer unfolds on American Princess, Lifetime's Dramedy, launching Sunday night. An airway exclusive interview with creator and executive producer Jamie Denbo next half hour. Also ahead, one last round of Jessica Jones, Discovery moves into Super Upfront Week, True TV Layoff, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum. Simon casting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 33 books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Delighted to have you with us on the day after Memorial Day. Hopefully the extended weekend was great for you and all. And welcome once again to the program All About Television. We're usually Monday, Friday, but because of the holiday weekend, we're on today instead at our usual time. So wonderful guests coming your way over the next hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Be interactive with us. Pick up the phone and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anywhere you're catching us across the country, all around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. We got a chat room in business for you. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or speaker screen. Follow the instructions, other people can be live with you. 64 degrees at the top of this hour here in New York, and the people behind Family Style, executive producer Marie Jamar and Shari Skorka from Stage 13, they're with us live from L.A. after these news notes. The third and final season of Marvel's Jessica Jones is ready to be viewed. 13 new episodes will run on Netflix June 14th. Kristen Ritter continues in the title role. Jessica Jones' first season earned the Peabody Award in 2015. Separately, Netflix management says original content produced in Georgia will relocate elsewhere if an anti-abortion law banning abortions to anyone after a heartbeat is detected goes into effect. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill early this month, but a local or state court challenge is anticipated. Discovery and its group of cable networks will get a showcase alongside other top TV programmers next spring. The company will stage an upfront breakfast May 12th, that's 2020, from Jazz and Lincoln Center here in New York. Alice Lee Hall was Discovery's upfront home base the last 2 years. And a group of True TV programming and marketing employees picked up Pink Spooks this morning from parent Warner Media. This follows Chris Lynn's departure as the channel's president 2 weeks ago. Kevin Roberts, the president of CBS and TNT, now has that role. And True TV's top marketing and programming and digital leadership exited as well. About 40, 50 people are impacted by this latest move from True TV parent Warner Media. And that is news notes for today. A week ago, we brought you Sovan Nine, the creator, executive producer, writer, director, host, everything, star of It's Bruno, the unique Man is Dog tale that was produced in Bushwick, Brooklyn for Netflix. Well, I'm happy to say the show is doing well. As we mentioned when we had Sovan on the program a week ago, he has already been signed by Netflix to do a hip-hop musical movie based on Romeo and Juliet in Bushwick, Brooklyn, with help from Will Smith and Queen Latifah. What we didn't say too much at the time was that was one of several scripted and unscripted efforts by Stage 13, long form we should say. Stage 13 is a digital network owned by Warner Brothers, part of Warner Media. And now another new show has come aboard from them. It's called Family Style. It's a mix of culture and cuisine, filmed all over the place, and it's now running on Facebook Watch, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Joining us live from Los Angeles in an interview exclusive, the executive producer of the series, Marie Jamar. Hello, Marie, and happy after holiday to you.
Hey, what's going on there? This is fun.
Well, thank you. And yes, going on here in New York, we're awaiting a little bit of a shower blitz, but once we do, everything will be okay. And also joining both of us is the Vice President of Unscripted Development at Stage 13, Shari Skorska. Shari, happy to have you aboard.
Hey, Simon, how you doing?
Great to be here.
Very well, thank you. Maria, we'll start with you. How did Family Style happen?
Well, Family Style happened, I would say, around 3 years ago when I got a phone call from Anderson Lee of Yum Yum Math, which is Justin Lin's digital network. And he sent me this deck that they had made and pitched to Stage 13, which was made by our co-executive producer, Philip Chung. And it was just this deck filled with a million ideas for different food segments. And he said, we have this show, and we want to make it, and we're going to do a sizzle for Stage 13. Could you do this? And then me and my husband, who is a stop-motion animator, we were like, heck yeah, this is amazing, because we are the biggest food fans around. I've been like, if you see me, you'll know that I'm a food fan, because I've never been skinny. But I've been eating all my life, and I think my mom has been training me for this show. And so what we did was, from this amazing deck, we looked at it and said to ourselves, what would translate best into kind of a magazine style show in this current climate. And we chose like a few of these, and we made it into a sizzle reel. We saw what worked and what didn't, along with, like, of course, a lot of conversations, collaborations with Shari and the team from Stage 13. And then a year and a half ago, the show got greenlit, and then we made it a reality. We wanted to make kind of like a Sesame Street type, like, food fan extravaganza magazine show for people like us, not food experts, but food fans.
Mm-hmm. Shari, for those who don't know, Justin Lin has had this digital service for quite a few. It was one of the original YouTube channels a number of years ago when YouTube was offering all sorts of entrepreneurs the opportunity to their own channels, Justin being one of them, and it's still around. Has Stage 13 worked with Justin on other projects before? And if not, how did this one with Marie fall into your organization's lap?
So, you know, when we first started Stage 13, we looked at sort of the digital landscape, and because we wanted to go sort of outside the traditional call an agent, get the big, you know, represented writers, directors, and filmmakers and reality, you know, show creators, we wanted to try to find, like, the digital pioneers and then some new voices, because that's what Stage 13 is all about, is empowering, you know, new voices for the millennial sort of Gen Z set. So we, you know, Phil Chung was, like, a go-to person, because Yum Yum Math was something we were fans of the stuff that they had done before. So we met with both the scripted and unscripted side initially, and what really popped for us was that same deck that Marie's talking about. It was like 20 pages of, like, the most colorful, gorgeous, you know, things, you know, within the food space, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And he said, you know, we could shoot this here with using our connections, and abroad through filmmaker connections, to be able to bring Asian food and pop culture to the mainstream in a way that was, like Marie was saying, like, digestible. It was, you know, through food fans, not through chefs, not through somebody teaching you, like, intricacies and using words that you have to look up in a dictionary. This is like somebody saying, this is delicious. This reminds me of my mom, or this is delicious, tell me more, to their other friends at the table. And it was a really exciting series to shoot here, mostly in Los Angeles, but then with crews in a few other countries around the world.
Marie, this, by the way, is not only about the food and not only about the culture, but it's also about this group of friends who explore both, the foodie fam.
Yes, totally. And that's one of the favorite parts that I have about the show, because a lot of the food, I watch so much food shows, like, all over, like, TV, and it's always told in a one person's perspective. But what we loved about this idea was Family Style. In the word itself, it's a group activity, and having this, like, an ensemble of friends who all came from different ethnicities, bringing their family histories to the table, and also when they fell in love with their parents' food, we were really drawn to that. And so it was a really fun process, because Lana McKissick has a great relationship with Yamameth, and they've worked with her for a long time. She was part of our Zizzle, and with Lana, like, Lana brought a couple of people. I brought some people who I felt had really unique perspectives on food who were really fun to watch. And what we had was, like, a bunch of auditions and chemistry reads where we would bring conversation topics, kind of like Jollibee, spaghetti, which, you know, people either find amazing or horrible. And we would just test these people together at a table talking about food while they were eating it. And we would, and that's how we kind of found this group of eight people who I think are completely unique and amazing and magnetic to watch.
And just to add to that, it was something that I think we wanted to make sure that we were representative. I mean, Asia being probably one of the biggest and most diverse continents, obviously we can't cover every country, but we were able to get a lot of representation in there so that you could get that perspective of somebody with, you know, who comes from, you know, Chinese family, for a Filipino family, for an Indian family, to be able to bring in those stories in to the table and be able to, it's not explaining the intricacies of how a dish is made, but how it makes them feel. And I think that this is really, like, food is definitely, it's sort of a lot of people's first foray into another culture. It's like you enter in through, like, tasting the cuisine, and then I think that helps bring the interest back to something, you know, culturally relevant as well.
And I love what Sherry said, and I wanted to just add, oh, I'm so sorry. I wanted
go ahead,
to add
go ahead, Marie.
No, because I love what Sherry said, and I, as a Filipino woman, one of my pet peeves is somebody, like, race-splaining my food. Like, it's a non-Filipino talking about my cuisine through, like, a textbook, like, Wikipedia knowledge of it. And I think that our show really offers this really unique perspective of having, as Sherry said, everybody comes from, you know, a diverse background and brings that knowledge, that either family history or, like, cultural history with them. And I think that's why our show is very unique.
We're talking about Family Style. It's one of the newest attractions on Facebook Watch. And if you have a smart TV set or smart TV device, chances are Facebook Watch is available to you right now. By the way, you should know that this month is Asian Pacific Heritage Month. And as part of the launch of this, there was a special event in Los Angeles which had a screening of Family Style, which was put together through the folks at Facebook Watch and Stage 13. And we are talking with two of the key people who makes this show happen, executive producer Marie Jamora, and from Stage 13, the vice president of unscripted development, Sherry Scorcia. They're both with us live from Los Angeles this half hour. On Tomorrow Will Be Televised. So I'm going to have a with you on this day after Memorial Day. Hope that all is great with you and all. And we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, call from you. So ring in 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming your way on our final episode of the month on Friday, we've got Mike Kelly. You may remember him as the creator of Revenge on ABC, ran several seasons, and now he's the executive producer and showrunner for What/If, the brand new series on Netflix, starring Oscar winner Renee Zellweger. We'll have Mike on as our lead guest. And then, what is going on with this new generation of players who are trying to get into smart TV set and device distributed services? We're talking Apple and WarnerMedia and NBC Universal, Walmart, Disney Plus, who knows who else. Michelle Castillo, who follows that whole beat for Cheddar, the business news service available on smart TV sets and devices, and lately on cable operators like Altice here in the New York metro area, she will join us as our second guest. And we have a lot to talk to her about. You'll meet her. That's Friday, 3:30 New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Marie, what's been the reaction so far to the show?
I think it's been amazing. I've been kind of stalking the Facebook Watch just quietly because I'm not one of those people who's completely, like, socially active on social media. And I've been seeing just the number of views and just the love from people. And I don't know, I when we make the show, you never really think about the reaction. You hope people like it and you hope people watch it. But when you have people responding so greatly to even something like, you know, the sushi challenge we had recently where there was a myth that we were debunking where they said that females cannot be sushi chefs. And I think that You know, we just released that 4 days ago, and I think that the response has been amazing. What do you think, Sherry?
I agree. For me, it's just that, you know, we're always trying to create something. It's an overused word, but the word authentic, and there's you can't really crack the authenticity, other than a few vegans upset that there's a lot of nose-to-tail eating in this show of, you know, a lot of animal products. Other than that, we haven't gotten a lot of complaints that this didn't feel real or authentic, because it was really, you know, the people telling the stories really live this life. It isn't me, an Italian Argentinian, telling you how to tell your story of growing up Asian. We actually have a segment called Growing Up Asian where people talk about their experiences in their homes and the food that they grew up with. And it's just, you know, we gave it a platform for this to happen. So I feel like a lot of the response has been like, oh my gosh, you have to say this. It's making me hungry. Or, oh my gosh, my mom was like that too.
When we were in the film festival, when we showed this, we premiered this at the LA Asian Pacific Film Festival. We had an audience there, and there would be points where there would just be food shots, and people would be exclaiming like it was a horror, like, oh my God, like they would just be, and then just stomachs would be rumbling. It was just, we love making people hungry too, and especially when it's your culture or you're sharing someone else's culture, I think it's really exciting.
Shelly, it seems that of late, Stage 13, which started out as an effort to showcase short-form programming, is A, doing more long-form, and B, now going from digital sites, whether on the web or in other ways, to sites where we can see it on smart TV sets and smart devices, like on Netflix, like on CW Seed and other places. What is the unscripted strategy right now for your service?
Well, I think that we're a bit agnostic when it comes to format, and I think that that's just the evolution of this business. I mean, when we first started out, there was a ton of short-form players in the marketplace, everyone from, you know, Go90 and a few other places that were really, out there. And a lot of those players went away, and then there's new players coming up in the short-form space, whether it's Quibi or Netflix buying more short-form. I think that it's just we really did let the content dictate a bit how much, you know, how the length of the product. So, you know, as far as an unscripted, what we're looking for is just things that make noise. We don't, you know, we're looking for stuff that's like I want to see, that you want to see. It's like for people who are interested in cool and interesting things. I think that, you know, we have a few docu-follow series. You know, we had some success with a show called Marching Orders on Netflix that was a docu-follow of an HBCU marching band, all the way to, you know, telling the stories of, you know, Asian food and pop culture. I think, you know, we would love to find more things like Family Style. That's a format that I don't think we could do 100 seasons of Family Style in and around Asian food only and not be done with what we could cover. That would be a great place to be. But as far as in unscripted, it's still just unearthing those untold stories. And I think that that's really, it sounds a bit vague, but I think when you see our stuff, you can kind of, it's a mindset. So it is less than a demo that we're going for. So I think it's something that you can really see and feel. So I don't know if that answers the question that well.
And it does, and it's also a jumping off point because last month we saw the premiere of an unscripted interactive series from Netflix,
right.
You versus Wild with Bear Grylls, and it seems that it's done very, very well in its first few weeks on the air. There was a lot of talk about a lot of people getting into interactive television, both scripted and unscripted. YouTube is going to be launching at least one unscripted series interactively this fall. They've hired an executive to do it. We hear Apple is going to get involved. We hear other people. We have Walmart coming up with Echo, which looks like that will happen on television sets this fall to some degree. What's your feeling about interactivity as a new dimension for unscripted?
I think that it's sort of, it's an uncharted territory that, like, I'm excited to jump into. We've been, you know, we're always looking at different formats and developing things. We've talked about sort of that interactivity, choose your own adventure feel. I think it's an interesting place to go. I'm excited to try it soon. We've a couple things maybe on the back burner that we're working on. So.
Marie, what does your series say, not only about cuisine, but about culture and how people like this group of eight, along with some guest stars like Danny Kim and director John Q of Crazy Rich Asians fame, what does it say about their discovering cuisine along with the food?
I think that, as Sherry mentioned earlier, which I would really want to reiterate because it's very important to us, is that food is usually the first stepping stone to discovering a new culture. It's the most palatable, universal way. Like, it crosses language and race and everything. And because it when you taste something, it brings feelings. People can taste the heart in a dish, or they can taste, family, everything like that. So for us, whether it is, a movie star like Daniel Dae Kim talking about what Hawaiian food has become to him because it's his new home for the last 14 years, or if it's John Chu talking about how he was scared to bring dumplings to school, so he would hide it and bury it in his bag, I think that you can talk about a second-generation Asian-American experience. At the same time, we can go over to Vietnam, and you can see the window into the street food that the millennials are eating right now while they're, where they're having a night out of the town. You can span, like, so many experiences of like, friendship or family. But what's great is any person from all over the world can watch this, and it's something wherein you don't really know that you're learning something. It's actually like we're showing them like we're using authentic terms of what the food is and how they're made and how and the best places to get this food. But and you were learning stuff, but you never think that it's like a learning show. You just feel like you're just welcome to the table and you're one person like who's been invited to watch these conversations, even with Hudson Yang, his dad, and our foodie fam. You feel like a member of the family. So that's really what we're trying to do with the show.
A couple weeks ago, I was on the blue carpet of WarnerMedia, the parent of Stage 13, at the special event here in New York at Madison Square Garden. I had the opportunity to talk to Graham Maxson, the former creator and executive producer of the award-winning series Orphan Black. He's now doing Snowpiercer, which will be premiering in early 2020 on TBS. And you can hear that interview as part of the latest episode of Insider Insights, that's the E.B. Ross podcast you can catch at www.mediavillage.com. E.B. is always doing great stuff with that particular podcast. You can also check out my Toronto Televised columns, both on the world of television and the world of advanced TV as well. It's www.mediavillage.com. Check out my interview with Graham Maxson and more from the blue carpet at WarnerMedia's recent event here in New York at Madison Square Garden. That's the latest E.B. Ross Insider Insights podcast, available 24/7 at www.mediavillage.com. Sherry, what other scripted shows can we look forward to in the coming weeks from Stage 13?
I think that we don't have any other releases other than finishing the series of Family Style until midsummer. We're about to go into production on a few series that we will be able to announce later this summer, their release dates, so stay tuned for that. But check out stage13.com. We have a few series that a series called Lipstick Empire about the founders of Melt Cosmetics and one of Rihanna's makeup artists. We also have, a great series on Netflix called Marching Orders, I mentioned earlier, about an HBCU marching band that if you're a fan of Beyonce's Homecoming and you love the HBCU marching band experience, it's a behind-the-scenes look at a school in Central Florida. And then we have a really fun show also on Netflix called Cooking on High where, it's chefs cooking with cannabis and having a real fun time serving it to a bunch of comedians and hip-hop artists. So we had a really good time with that. Just more stuff in that in the same sort of vein, but we will be able to announce some more later this summer.
All right, there we go. We had a little bit of a slight technical craziness there, but we are now back. Maria's about to say before we wrap up our chat with both of you. If you get a second season from Facebook Watch and Stage 13, where do you want the show to go?
Well, as I would love to go at different places in Asia that we haven't seen before and show other cuisines that we haven't featured in season one. Of course, having more fun guest stars would be amazing. Seeing members of our foodie fam visit their home countries and try out the food would be a lot of fun as well. Those are some of the – and, of course, more fun animation and pushing that envelope as well. And also, like, I mean, name, like, you, I think one of the questions is, oh, if you have a dream celebrity guest, who would you like? And then my husband is the biggest martial arts fan, so he was like, Jackie Chan, you know, something like that. I think, you know, obviously bucket list stuff, we would love to have a lot of different kinds of guests for the second season.
All right, we are back, we hope, and I hope we are going to stay for the rest of our hour. Marie and Sherry, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I can hear you.
All right, great. Let's try this one last time. Marie, Family Style, second season if you get it. What do you want to do?
I want to travel. We want to go to other places in Asia with cuisines that we haven't presented yet. And I also have a couple of dream celebrity guests that, you know, obviously in the ideal universe, if we have, like, people like Jackie Chan or Keanu Reeves on, Michelle Yeoh, my mind will explode. And I would love to know what they think of food.
All righty. again, family style. You can catch you on Facebook watching. If Smart TV says Smart TV device is available 24/7 where you are. And for more details about the program online, we're going to give you two websites to deal with. One is www.facebook.com/watch. That's www.facebook.com/watch. And www.stage13.com. That's www.stage13.com. Stage 13, a part of Warner Media. Once again, family style. Available 24/7 on Facebook Watch. Available on Smart TV sets and Smart TV devices. Marie Jamore, the executive producer, and Shelly Skorska, vice president of Unscripted Development at Stage 13. Thank you both for coming on this day at Memorial Day. Really appreciate you having aboard. Congratulations, Marie, on the early success of the show. Hopefully the beginning of a wonderful run. And Sherry, we'd love to have you back to say more about what's going on with Stage 13. Congratulations on what is happening of late.
Thank you so much, and I will definitely coordinate when we have a couple of big announcements, and I'll make sure to call in to let you know about them soon.
All right, looking forward to it, Sherry Marie. You got it. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Marie Jamore and Sherry Swartzka from Facebook Watch Stage 13, Family Style, joining us live from Los Angeles. So once again, I apologize for the last few minutes where we've had, for some reason, a technical breakdown between where we are and Blog Talk Radio is. Hopefully, we now have it all straightened out so that we can get the rest of our show going right to you. Very smart, we tell you why it's coming away, but first, some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you want to improve your life, try this interesting audiobook, Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. You can get it right now through Audible.com. And all you got to do to get Audible.com is use this website, audiblechild.com. All right, we are back. Again, if you want that free pre-audiobooks and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. All right, we are expecting Jamie Denbo, the creative executive producer of American Christmas, to join us, I believe, live from Los Angeles. Hopefully we will have her shortly, but first we will pause near the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com and Spreaker.com. Together, more than 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Remember that Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker are your home for Behind the Music. Check it out tonight, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And remember, we are all carried on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. So if you want to check out our episodes there, go to iHeartRadio.com, put tomorrow. All right, we are back with Tomorrow Be Televised, second half of our show, post-Memorial Day 2019. Signing up, I'm with you live from New York. We are awaiting our second guest, Jamie Denbo, who is the creative executive producer of American Princess. It begins this Sunday night on Lifetime, and it's on 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. So as soon as Jamie calls in from Los Angeles, I believe, we will get her on the line. Again, I want to apologize for what seems to be a wave of technical breakdowns that we've been having over the last 6-7 minutes or so on Blog Talk Radio. I hope BTR is listening and that they will work to fix the problems so that we will not have another cut in the line. as we sometimes will say, from time to time it does happen where, for some reason, between where you are, where I am, where Blog Talk Radio is, we have a technical breakdown. It could be anything from a power outage, power surge, internet access craziness with our internet provider, Spectrum, of Charter Communications and so forth. So hang in there. We will try to get the problem set up. In the meantime, Jamie, if you are with us, give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04. But by the way, we have a guest person in our chat room already. So if you have a question or comment, get in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. So, Jamie, if you're all set to go, give us a call. And as soon as I see that you're on track, we will get you on the air. And while we're waiting for Jamie, I want to remind you that while we do that, let's do our classic trivia question of the week. So get out your pen and paper, and if you know the answer to this question, you can win two books that are in play as our prizes this week. Gentleman Jack, The Real Unlisted by Ann Schulmer, based on the hit HBO miniseries that got a second season last week. And also Delta-5 by Daniel Suarez. Maybe we'll call him the new Michael Crichton. So those two books can be yours if you know the answer to the following question. What town is where the Walking Dead's governor lives? What town is where the Walking Dead's governor character resides or lives? If you know the answer, all right, we are back, and I'll tell you what, we're going to wait one more minute for our second half guest, Jamie Denbo from American Pencil. Come on, if not, if there's something happening with her line, we will terminate the show. We will bring our episode to a close. Again, I want to apologize on behalf of Blog Talk Radio for this craziness that we are having over the last few minutes where we're going in and out. We apologize to all of you listening. I want to remind you that Mike Kelly from the new Netflix series What/If with Renee Zellweger will be with us on the first half of our next show on Friday. And we'll also have Michelle Casillo from Cheddar, the senior reporter from that Business News Network, available on smart TV sets and devices, and also now on Altice cable operators around the country, including here in the New York metro area. All right, we're going to, unfortunately, have to wrap the show up, and I really apologize for this. We're looking forward to having Jamie Denbo, creator and executive producer of American Princess, on the show. We will reschedule her for an upcoming episode. You should know that American Princess will premiere this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Pacific time, on Lifetime. For more details there, www.mylifetime.com. That's www.mylifetime.com. Remember, Mike Kelly, Michelle Castillo will be with us on Friday. In the meantime, check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, about the world of TV in general, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name where you're emailing from. That's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. One more time, the question, name the town the Walking Dead's governor character resides. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. We really love hearing from you because what you say matters. And one final time, I apologize for having to terminate the show early. I apologize to to Jamie Dembo as well. We will reschedule her, and hopefully it will be for some time either next week or two. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not those of the Blog Talk Radio speaker and iHeartRadio. Our production associate is Candace Williams, Katie Toad's Blog Talk Radio general manager, with Jay Somberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow we tell about the birthday of Audible.com and Amazon Company. Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For 3 free audio books and a 1-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. But tomorrow we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your post-Memorial Day 2019 and a great week ahead. We're back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio speaker and the iHeartRadio podcast network. Whatever you're up to the rest of this week, please make it safe and make it great. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.